Super. Hey, good morning, y'all. My name's Liz Riskell again. I'm at NC State. I'm a 4-H subject matter specialist, and that means that I'm rooted in the departments of horticulture, crop and soil science, entomology, plant pathology, hopefully no more. But what that really means is that I am in charge of making mischief with kids and getting them excited about this world that we're in. And so today I'm looking forward to talking to you about a program that we've created that's what we call a pre-college program that's a residential high school summer experience for high school students. So let's dig into it. A few things to kind of walk through, and Mary got us off to a great start, is why horticulture? Why do we want them in this world? We love it, and hopefully we can get a lot more folks loving it as well. And as we think about program structure, kind of also touching on those key points that influence career choice and college decision, dig into a little bit about our program, a little bit of how we're trying to capture some evaluation and a little bit of conclusion. So to lead right into it, we all know that there is increasing numbers of jobs in horticulture. We know that that will continue to grow over the next number of years. We know that agriculture is a place where you can be a critical thinker, that there's complex problems. There, if you put, like Mary said, you put kids in charge of a problem that they want to solve it. So we know that this world is interesting, engaging, and exciting. But we also know that there's that disconnect, that gap, right? Many of us at the university have under-enrolled majors. We don't have enough students to fill our programs. And we know that a lot of students lack ag literacy. They maybe have misconceptions about this world, and they don't realize the opportunities that are available. And so taking all of this to an account, let's look at what factors we might be able to impact to get them to come into our world. So this is just a kind of a quick slide of some of those, not comprehensive of everything that influences career choices, but just a number of things that I think will probably resonate with a lot of you. If we look up sort of in that upper right-hand corner at the individual, we can think about how we influence students in terms of their attitudes around this world. So if we're creating positive experiences, they're more likely to return to that experience in the future. Personally, physics was a low point in my career, and I've tried to avoid it ever since. So how can we fashion something that is engaging and enjoyable and just create this really sort of positive attitude around it? Self-efficacy and confidence kind of weave together a little bit, where if young people feel like they have the ability to do well in a particular area, they're more likely and driven to pursue that area. Academic ability sometimes can feel like an influence. You know, what is their cognitive skill set in this world? But along that, I kind of want to point out, too, that it's about passion and enjoyment. So where's that intersection of students where they can do really well at something and they really love it, and hopefully horticulture could be a sweet spot for them. Other influences include relationships, family members, 4-H club leaders, teachers. These people that are mentors and models for them can play a large role in influencing career decisions. Social groups, making horticultural a cultural norm in a social group is kind of a cool thing, and I feel like some of our experiences create that ambiance. Some things about their future: are there perceived opportunities? Can I get a job in this field? Is there opportunities for financial stability and gain and so forth? Okay, so these are all sort of little factors that we took in mind when we were beginning to think about creating our program. So many of you, how many of y'all are in Extension, maybe do work with 4-H, few of you? So 4-H North Carolina, we try to have this sort of scaffolding presence. So how can we go from early childhood all the way through late adolescence and sort of provide multiple agricultural experiences from a lot of different sectors? And so we have a great farm to preschool program. We've got a great farm to school program. We've got kids doing agricultural activities and camps and so forth. And hopefully all of that, you know, the road leads to NC State. If John Dole is in here, that's what we're working towards. So we created this program called the Horticultural Science Summer Institute. We call it Hort Camp because that's just a lot more fun than a summer science institute. And what it is we have, it's a week-long summer experience. on campus at NC State. It's residential. They stay in the dorms. They eat in the dining hall. It's inclusive. You know, despite what you might have heard about North Carolina, y'all come. You know, we want you. We have students from all across North Carolina, rural, urban, a lot of students that come from the Southeast. We've had a few from other parts of the country, which has been awesome. But interestingly, if we're trying to think about getting them to enroll in NC State, that part is a little less relevant, but really great in terms of adding to the diversity of students that we have. We have kids that come from 4-H, FFA, and then we have a lot of those non-traditional kids that are biology or environmental science, and they think that this might be kind of neat. And so the last piece of this is our funding. So we've had longtime beloved nurserymen that set up an endowment to kind of give us some seed money to get started, grants, sponsorships, local master gardeners that help fund it, and then some student fees. I'm talking extra fast because I probably put too many slides in here, but so many fun pictures. So one of our big things is that we really want them to have a relationship with our department. So I have Sarah and Marisol and Nathan in here, who are some of our grad students who led sessions this summer that are amazing, that are really hands-on, and they're relevant. This is Tim Alderton, our horticulturalist at our arboretum, who is a walking, talking plant encyclopedia that the kids just soak up every word from what he says. We have our faculty that share their research and put the kids kind of in charge of some of their research and problem solving. So this is Dr. Helen Krause looking at water and substrates and how that impacts some of the nursery plants. We have them out in our facility, so in the greenhouse, they're doing a plant breeding experiment here, making choices about what kind of color petunias they want to cross and being able to actually do that physical cross and take those home with them. And so a lot of this is about kind of finding their fit. Like, is this a place where they feel like they have a sense of belonging and would want to come? We roll in, like Mary said, a key partner of ours is always our industry partners, and so our nurserymen, our farms, have all opened their doors as places to go on field trips, as opportunities for kids to think about internships later on, and so really trying to stitch those elements together. We engage our alumni. This is Preston Montague, who's one of our landscape design graduate students, who's an amazing botanical illustrator. So our evening entertainment includes botanical illustration, floral design, which you'll see in a little bit. Thank you, Nathan. And there's a good picture. So Nathan, who's hiding in the back, is a floriculture researcher and provided our students with all of these awesome flowers. And you can see how much fun they had there. We give them a chance to kind of go out and explore campus on their own. This is our free expression tunnel. And just seeing, again, like, is this a place that I'm coming from, rural Mitchell County in the mountains, where there's maybe 1,000 people in my town? Do I feel at home here? You know, that sort of thing. We have amazing counselors, Sarah sitting up front. You'll hear from her in a minute. And our graduate students and undergrads have served as sort of this connection through the week. So when the kids are back in the dorms, then here are these mentors, like, built in, where they make Krispy Kreme runs but are also talking about, this is what I'm doing, this is what I hope to do, and those small, intimate conversations that somehow can shift a few things. And then trying to give them some concrete tools moving forward. And this is probably a part we could work on, is how do we keep them a little more connected after the program is over. So, real quick, I'm running out of time here. This was our inaugural year in 2012, and John Dole, who was our department head at the time, said to me, and I was 7 months pregnant, Liz, we should do this camp. And I was like, that's so great. I would love to stay in the dorms when I'm 7 months pregnant. And so I did, because, you know, you do what your boss says. And what has come out of it is really cool. So David Denton is now one of our undergrads in the department and doing amazing things, undergraduate research. Grace Manzer is a senior in horticulture, is Hort Club vice president. We have Coleman Simpson, who's in our college doing leadership. Colton Carter, horticulture. Kimry, who is from a nursery family and continues to stay in the nursery industry. Hayden Shug, who might have mooned me at that first camp, who is now one of our students and has his own beekeeping business. Christopher Cartwright, also in our college, Nolan Sutherland, and there's one other little man right next to him who graduated from our two-year program. And then my son, Aiden, who's now 4, and he loves plants, so he gets some credit there, too. Okay, I am fast running out of time, so I'm going to roll through this real quick. But we have one of our pieces is really we do want y'all to come. So how do we look at making sure that our students that are in this program also are reflective of the diversity that we're hoping to capture in the college? And so you can kind of see our demographics. We have more urban than rural. We have more white than any other racial identity, and a fairly even split of male, female along that spectrum of sort of gender identity as well. And so this is a space where I think we can grow, where we want to be reflective and more inclusive. We have capped our program at about 30 students, thinking about that level of intimacy, and have met that pretty well after that first or second year. This is kind of what I was alluding to with that slide where I had all the red circles, is out of the participants where we kind of aggregated their data, about 15% of those have somehow found their way into horticulture, which I think is pretty powerful. So many of them have been majors, they've been part of our 4-year program, some have been part of our 2-year program, and some might be in another degree program in our college but have a minor in horticulture. So I think there's a lot more that we can tease out here, but I thought that was a fairly good, you know, return on investment. I'm going to scroll through these pretty quickly. We've done, our College of Education has a survey that they have done, an NSF-funded survey that was called Maximizing Impact Through STEM Outreach, and it was a survey that they developed that all of the sort of pre-college outreach programs on campus could participate in. And so it's a little bit messy, and I think we have some more to dive into with this, but you can see that, especially towards the bottom, there is a little bit of a negative shift towards I'm sure of myself when I do science, which is not what we're looking for, but I think what you find is kids have a lot of these sort of preconceived notions of what they think that what this is, and then they participate in these workshops that can hopefully are not too intense but can sometimes vary. Then they're like, well, maybe I don't know as much as I did, and so thinking through that part might be something to consider, but that some of them are shifting towards maybe I really would want to find this place as where I want to go when I get out of school, and we'll tease that out in just a minute. So along the lines here, too, a little bit of self-efficacy. So this idea that they're understanding different things. Marisol led this really great session on pollinators and had them do pollinator observations, and there was, I didn't put significance on here, but significant change in sort of like how they understood that concept. So I think that's pretty compelling. And here a little bit of how well do you expect to do in science this year? There was a little positive increase. So and a couple other things, like this is a space. And this is all mostly part of that MISO test as well as some others. Just a couple of other quick stories before I get booted off of here is these are just a couple of snapshots of some of the students that have participated. So we had one young man who was a high school student. He was really engaged in FFA from a rural county in the mountains, came to Hort Camp, decided to enroll in horticulture, was one of our counselors this year. He's current Hort Club president. He has a research job. And so what is his story? So when I was talking to him, and this is a space I think we want to tease some more things out, but he said for him, he was already on this trajectory, so I'm not sure how much of an impact this program had, but what he said was it really was that nudge and that affirmation that NC State was a place for him. So in the mountains, we have a competition with Clemson and UGA that's closer for them than it is for NC State. And so I think that there is some sort of influence there that we can think about a little bit more. This sweet story is from Talik, who is from a really rural county, not much opportunity, one of the highest levels of poverty and unemployment in the state, and was just like this was his world, where he was in FFA, he was in 4-H, he came to our Hort camp, he came to another residential camp. Now he's in our 2-year program. It's pretty hard to get into our universities lately, and has plans to transfer into Hort. And so, you know, what is that sort of switch? And again, he's like, you made it feel like this was my home. And so thinking through that a little bit more. This was just one where we had a non-traditional sort of student who didn't have a lot of experience but somehow ended up in our program and is now thinking that this could be his thing. So we have a lot of students who are going to be sort of in the process of applying, so we kind of have to catch up with some of this information. And this last one is just really sweet that this young lady found a local 4-H club and heard about this camp and came and was like, wow, this is my jam, and thank you so much for kind of encouraging my passion for it. And the same thing from sort of that parent perspective, teasing that out a little bit more, where, you know, her daughter that came to this program was an introvert, found out that this was just a really, like, safe space to explore this interest. So with that, I think that might be all we have time for, and I would love to talk to you more afterwards. We don't have time for questions, but one program that we feel like has made a pretty good difference in a lot of students that have participated. So.